This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to give his second State of the Union speech on Tuesday. He will be addressing a new class of Congress that has a record number of minorities and women. AP correspondent Jill Colvin reports the White House is billing this as a unifying speech, but the optics will reveal something different.
The theatrics and the visuals surrounding this event are nonetheless going to really underscore the deep divisions in Washington right now. In addition to having Nancy Pelosi literally sitting over his shoulder, we're also going to have an audience that is full of Democratic members, all of these new faces, all of these people who were elected back in the fall, these midterm losses that the president was handed.
According to a senior administration official, the president will lay out his position on immigration and border security, on protecting American workers with trade deals with China and replacing NAFTA, among other topics. George Washington University political analyst Lara Brown shares what she believes the president will project Tuesday evening.
I imagine that this speech will have sort of a little bit of everything. I imagine there will be something of a threat. There will be something of a sort of, pound the chest. I have achieved so much.
The theme of this year's address, according to a White House senior administration official, is choosing greatness. The special U.S. envoy for North Korea will travel to Pyongyang this week to finalize plans for the upcoming second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. State Department issued a statement saying Stephen Biegun will meet with his North Korean counterpart Wednesday. A firm date has not been set for the second Trump-Kim summit, but it's expected to take place later this month in Vietnam. This is VOA News. 10 people are dead Tuesday morning in a fire that's considered the deadliest in Paris's history. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the death toll in the suspected arson attack on the residential building keeps rising, with more than 30 people, including 8 firefighters, among the injured. Fleeing residents had headed to the roof as flames engulfed the building before dawn. A 40-year-old female resident of the building, said to have a history of psychiatric problems, was arrested as police opened a probe into voluntary arson resulting in death. It is the deadliest fire in Paris since the April 2005 hotel fire near the capital's famous opera that killed 24 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canada and the Lima Group of Latin American nations are ruling out the use of force in Venezuela. The Lima Group foreign ministers of 13 Western Hemisphere countries are looking at additional steps to pressure Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to resign to clear the way for a new election. Here's Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland.
We have agreed, and I quote, finally, they, this is the countries of the Lima Group, reiterate their support for a process of peaceful transition through political and diplomatic means without the use of force.
Before the Lima Group met, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced $40 million in humanitarian aid to the Venezuelan people and condemned the Maduro government as a, quote, dictatorship willing to use force and fear. Pope Francis is heading back to Rome after making an historic visit to the United Arab Emirates, where he celebrated Mass in Abu Dhabi before leaving Tuesday.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Francis spoke before an estimated 135,000 people at the Zayed Sports City Stadium in what some consider the largest show of public Christian worship on the Arabian Peninsula.
Nel nome di Dio Creatore, dunque, va senza esitazione condannata ogni forma di violenza.
On Monday, Pope Francis called for an end to wars in the Middle East, particularly conflicts in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Libya, as he spoke at an interfaith meeting. He said no violence can be justified in the name of religion. The United Arab Emirates is a key part of a Saudi-led coalition that has been fighting in Yemen in support of the country's president since 2015, but which has been criticized by rights groups for killing civilians with airstrikes. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.